Here is a sample graph of a token pairing session. In this panel, sessions are depicted on the x-axis and responses per minute on the y-axis. Labels above the phase lines indicate the reinforcement schedule in effect during each of the pairing sessions. For instance, phase 2 is FR1, which means the token production schedule was FR1 and token exchange was FR1. The client earned a token for each response and each token was exchanged for a backup reinforcer. In the next phase, FR2, FR1, the token production schedule was FR2, so two responses were needed to be completed to receive one token, and then the token was exchanged for a backup reinforcer. During the initial test sessions, first phase, the responding was very low, suggesting that tokens did not maintain responding. Thus, tokens likely did not function as conditioned reinforcers. As tokens were paired with backup reinforcers, phases 2 through 10, responding remained high and was either stable or on an increasing trend. After reaching the target schedule of 5 responses per token and 5 tokens to trade for a backup reinforcer, test sessions were completed again, and this time tokens maintained high responding, suggesting that the tokens were conditioned reinforcers. If the results for your client look similar to this, meaning responding is higher during the post-pairing test sessions than during the initial test sessions, you are then ready to introduce a token economy into your client's program.